Just to go back to something that you all mentioned earlier, the idea of people responding to B-vedotin with clinically negative CD30 assays. Any thoughts about what's actually going on there, John?
I think the prevailing thought is that our assays are not detecting low levels of CD30. The mechanism of the drug is such that you really need to have binding in order for the drug to be internalized. And you could argue maybe that there's some bystander cells, but you know, the naked CD30 antibody really had a very low response rate in all kinds of Hodgkin lymphoma as well as T-cell lymphoma. So it really seems to be necessary for this to bind and for this drug to be internalized. And if that's what's responsible, it's hard to argue that it's a bystander cell that's involved. It really has to be the malignant cell, and it must be that our assays for what CD30 positive and negative are incomplete. And biologically, there are probably some patients where we're not detecting it through our assays where it's really there.